The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to today's action in Thurles. A cracking card to look forward to there, including Don Cossack against Champagne Fever in the Kinloch Bray Chase. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
I'm very well, Mark. Very well indeed. Thanks for asking.
Good. A good card to look forward to today. We've got some shorties, but there's some very nice horses out, isn't there? Particularly from Willie Mullins Yard.
Yeah, funny enough, I think we'll see at least three or four Cheltenham Festival horses running here today. And that actually, funny enough, includes the Hunter Chase. That's a cracking Hunter Chase to end the card. I don't think any of the punters at Thurles Derby going home early. The aficionados of the sport will definitely be hanging around for that race. But yeah, before that, we've got the Kinloch Bray, which is an eagerly anticipated clash between two of the powerhouses in Ireland, Don Cossack and Champagne Fever, not to mention Vroom Vroom Mag in the Mayor's Race. And this Milshan, who runs in the 135, low-key affair it might be, but I do like him as well. So, yeah, plenty to keep our eyes on today over in Ireland.
Indeed, yes. And let's get stuck into it. The first race this afternoon is the 105. We start here with a maiden hurdle over 2 miles, and Bailey Cloud heads the betting, shortened from 7-4 into 6-4 already at the time of recording this. Battle Him, another one that's been backed 4-1 into 11-4. It's 11-2 for Zafayan. Argentino is 13-2. 10s for 3 stars, but that is a reserve. 12-1 for From Frost, and 16s or bigger for the others. You can see why there's market support for Bailey Cloud, Andy. Has run into some pretty useful types, run into Nichols Canyon and Alvisio Veal so far in maiden hurdles, and then looked probably like he was going to win on Sunday, travelling very well, unseated rider. So is this a chance for him to finally get his head in front?
Yeah, funny enough, the front two in the market have both been well backed. Both come here off the back of falls, which would normally put quite a few punters off. But these two stand out, don't they, on their previous runs. In particular, Bailey Cloud, who, as you mentioned, was runner-up to Abisio Villa down in Leopardstown over the Christmas period. That horse, third favourite for the Supreme Novices Hurdle from the Mullins camp, was very much expected to win that race in the silks of JP, and he did it quite smoothly. But I like the way Bailey Cloud kept on well enough for pressure, and he was the one that was responsible for that genuine pace that day. He was also in the process, as you mentioned, of running a huge race at Ferry House on Sunday, when sent off 11-10 favourite to win what looked an ordinary maiden hurdle. And things look to be going quite nicely for Miles Morris's charge, only for him to fall at the second last. When I still believe that he was going the best of the leading three or four, it went the way of Rath Patrick in the end, but unfortunately Ballycloud didn't get a chance to show what he could do. But this looks an ordinary race. I think the cream will rise to the top quite from an early stage. And Battle Him looks the logical danger, having contested a good juvenile hurdle at Leopardstown, also of the Christmas period at the same track, when he was third behind Philiophius. And then, unfortunately, he tipped up halfway down the back straight at Ferrias when still in with every chance in a race that was won by Narmides Officia. Zafayan was involved in that rather odd race the other day at Punchestown when Chatham House ruled bounded about 25 lengths clear, and all the other jockeys in the race decided not to chase him. In the end, he just plugged on for third, so he's got a bit of a chance. But the rest of them look a million. Willie Mullins horse, Argentino, didn't look anything special first time up. And From Frost, well, he ran in a quite a decent race at Ferry House last time out, but he looks a handicap project all over. So, like I say, I think the cream will rise to the top. Hopefully Ballycloud, if he can stay upright this time, should have too much quality for Battle Him.
Okay, the second race is the 135. This is a novice hurdle over 2¾ miles, and Milsian is 1-3 at the top of the market. Monty's Meadow is 9-2, 11-2 for Measure of My Dreams. Kalilta Sarah, 33s and 50s for Oscar Swan. Very short price, Milsian, Andy, but you can see why. And is there any way you can take on this favourite here?
Not really, no. I'm a massive fan of this Milsian. He's a big unit. He's a proper bull of a horse. I'd imagine Willie Mullins actually has quite a job getting this lad fit. Probably one of the reasons why he's only run 5 times in his life, because I would imagine he's quite a big stuffy horse and they have to pump a lot of work into him, maybe he puts a lot of effort into his races. But yeah, he's a gorgeous horse, and I think the sky could be the limit for this gelding by Milan. I'm not sure what his end target will be towards the back end of the season, but it's interesting that Willie Mullins has done really well in one or two of the staying handicaps at the Cheltenham Festival, most notably, of course, Don Polly won the Martin Piper the year before Sir Deschamps in these colours. So I think he's probably keeping this as low-key as possible, and maybe it could be a Giggins Town stud punt in, like I say, one of those aforementioned handicaps at the Festival. But if not, maybe a graded race might be in the offing down the line. But he should beat Monty's Meadow anyway. He's already beaten him in a bumper, and that was on desperate conditions at Limerick last year. And he toyed with Judge of Mangan's Charge on that occasion, and he's second favourite here, so he should really get the better of that horse again. Although, to be fair, Monty's Meadow has improved significantly in recent times since he's gone over hurdles. His two wins of late have both come at Cork. And he had every chance of the day at Limerick. I thought he was going to win, funny enough, turning in, but he got outstayed by captain of the fleet, so maybe his stamina is a little bit of a question mark, whereas I do think Milshan is all about stamina. So he's a short price, and I think a lot of punters will be putting him in their exotic bets today, and hopefully he should get punters off to a good start.
Okay, Milshan in the 135. The 210 is the third race on the card. This is a handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles, one of the more open races on the card, and Horrendous Hullabaloo is 5-2 at the top of the market. It's 5-1 for Golden Plan. Knocklong is 5s, 6s for Shamiran. Stone Grey Soil is 13-2, 15-2 or bigger prices for the others. You tipped a Mouse Morris runner in the first race, a Jiggins Town runner in the second race, and they team up with a favourite in Horrendous Hullabaloo. Andy, is it going to continue their good day today?
Yeah, perfect symmetry, isn't it? Yeah. Horrendous Hullabaloo to me and you, Mark, but Horrendous Hullabaloo to Descartes, who we'll probably be calling today at Thurles. Don't know where he gets that extra G from, but it's part of his makeup.
It's tremendous stuff.
Yeah, it's excellent stuff. Yeah, he's got really good form, hasn't he, Horrendous Hullabaloo? He looks a cut above this lot. It looks a really weak race from where I'm sitting. A lot of these horses are quite disappointing. Shamaran got the ability, but he just doesn't get his head in front. He's in it on a long losing run. And quite a few of these are difficult to assess at their current state. So I'm going to go with Horrendous Hullabaloo, who's had just the one run so far this season. And it was a good eye-catching return as well in that per attempts qualifier. Leopardstown won in the end by Usual Smurfer, who I think goes to the Festival. But turning for home, Mouse Morris's Charge was travelling just as well as any, only for him to get tired as he turned into the home straight, up the climb to the line and on the running. And in the end, Brian Cooper eased him off, but certainly suggested that he's in good form and remains his well-being remains intact. He's quite well handicapped on the pick of his best form, and he does save some of his best efforts for this track as well. His career record here reads third, second and fifth, and the fifth came in a grade two hurdle as well when he wasn't disgraced this time last year. So like I say, off his handicap mark currently of 119, he's certainly going to find today's opposition a lot easier to handle. So at 5-2 with William Hill, do think Horrendous Hullabaloo rates decent value there in this 210.
Okay, the big race of the afternoon is the 245. This is the Kinloch Bray Chase, a grade two over 2.5 miles. Don Cossack and Champagne Fever, both even money, joint favourites this morning. Texas Jack is 8-1 and 100-1 for Smoky Jojo to cause what would be quite an upset. Don Cossack arrives here in good form. He's racked up the hat-trick, won the John Durkin, which is a grade one last time, in good style. Champagne Fever, who was the supreme novice winner as a hurdler, finished a close second in the Arkle. Last seen running in the King George over 3 miles. Travelled well, didn't stay, Andy. Back to 2.5 miles. It should be a cracker between these two, shouldn't it?
Yeah, it's a difficult balancing act between these two. We know they're very high class at their very best. There's not a lot great deal between them at the in the ratings. And they're both coming here arguably in peak form as well. Don Cossack probably a little bit more on top of his game than Champagne Fever. That would be cruel to William Mullins' Charge, because he took on board the King George, as you said, at Kempton on Boxing Day, only for him just to come up a little bit short over the trip of 3 miles. He's dropping back to his best trip today. We know he loves heavy ground. Most of his best form in Ireland is on a soft to deep surface, and he proved that was very much the case when he won at Clonmel on the 13th of November, winning their big race of the season from Alderwood in pretty decisive fashion. And it'll be interesting to see how this race pans out, because they both can make the running if they so wish, but they also do like to be held up off the pace if there's a front runner in the race. So which jockey's going to take the ball by the horns here is probably going to be quite decisive. And I've got a funny feeling that Brian Cooper will make plenty of use of Don Cossack, because he's the genuine stayer of the two for me. He does get beyond 2.5 miles. So it wouldn't be any plus points for him to be hanging in behind Champagne Fever, because Ruby will also ride a two-mile race if he's not careful. So I hope Brian Cooper does kick on here on this eight-year-old. He's been in fantastic form this season, Don Cossack. He's a horse I really like, and I think he's become a more reliable and tougher horse. He's come of age of late. I'm a very much a fully paid-up member of this horse's fan club, and I just think that John Durkin win just signal that he is going to now start breaking into the big time. Where he'll end up going after today, God only knows. But for now, I'm definitely going to stick with him. And like I say, hopefully Brian Cooper make plenty of use of him.
Good. Don Cossack for Andy then in the 2.45. The 3.15 is the fifth race on the card. This is a grade two. It's a mares and novices chase over 2.5 miles. And the market headed by Vroom Vroom Mag, who's 4-11, been back from 4-9 as well. Jenny's Jewel is 5-1. 9-1 for Down Ace. Annie Oakley is 20s with Elsie and Hellcat Maggie in 25-1 or bigger prices for the others. Vroom Vroom Mag is well named, really. She's got quite an engine. She's 2 from 2 over fences so far as well. And again, Andy, can you see past this favourite?
It is very difficult too, isn't it? She looks the best mare so far we've seen over fences in Ireland. And, you know, this race looks hers for the taking, really. You know, a grade two contest that will obviously improve her stature. And already she's a winner of a grade three as well. That was at Cork last time out when she basically sauntered the victory. Apart from getting in tight at the second last, which is quite an awkward fence, funny enough. It's the final ditch. You don't get many ditches at the second last nowadays. But other than that, she was absolutely exemplary in her technique. And as she was at Wexford on her debut when she slaughtered Emily Gray and Down Ace. And the form of that race has worked out really well. Not only is the third Down Ace gone on to score Down Royal last time out, but also Emily Gray ran a blinder over fences at Doncaster the other day, almost narrowly failing to take that prize. So the horses she's beaten have been a decent standard. And everything's in her favour. Trip, ground, track, you name it. It's very hard to get away from her here. I think a lot of punters will be putting Miel Shan and Vroom Vroom Mag in short price doubles, and I certainly wouldn't stand in your way if that's your bag. So really we're looking for the horse to chase home the favourite or finish second anyway. And that might well be Down Ace for me here. She's actually been improving as time has gone on over fences. She's not overly big, and I just think she's just, you know, took her time just to find out what the larger obstacles are all about and getting her technique right. And she made all the running, well, pretty much all the running last time out at Down Royal. And I've got a feeling that Paul Carberry will ride her accordingly here today. And out in front and dominating and doing your own thing can often mean that the others in behind you are making mistakes and getting into trouble. So that's the way I'd play this race. I think Down Ace will make the running. Vroom Vroom Mag will sit in behind. Hopefully one or two will get into trouble in behind. And at least Down Ace then will have a clear run to finish second.
Okay, Vroom Vroom Mag to win the race then, and Down Ace to follow her home in the 3.15. The 3.45 is the penultimate race at Thurles this afternoon. It's a handicap chase over 2 miles and 6 furlongs, so 2 3/4 miles, and it's for 5-year-olds and older that are rated 0-123. Empire of Dirt is a well-supported favourite this morning, 9-4 into 2-1, 11-4 for Kilcrea. Better Than All Right is 100-30, 15-2 for The Book Thief, and 11-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who'd you like for the 3.45, Andy?
Yeah, it might well go to the most unexposed horse in this race. He could be very well handicapped off a mark of 123, considering his hurdle mark was 131, and that horse in question is Empire of Dirt. And if you take off David Mullins' £7, then this horse is really, really excitingly treated, particularly off that run last time out behind Down Ace, which is a very good speed figure over the Christmas period. And Empire of Dirt certainly kept up with Down Ace for the majority of that race, only for the winner to get away from him in the end. The fact that he was sent off 13-8 favourite suggests that Giggingstown thought he was, I wouldn't say a good thing, but he was entitled to be favoured and to take that contest. And prior to that, he'd run beyond two very nice sorts at Navan in Wounding Warrior from the same set of connections, and Blood Cartel as well, of course, is a useful horse in his own right. So he has been dying at the very top table so far over fences, and this is a real egg and spoon race. With the greatest respect to quite a few of these runners. Better Than All Right, regular Irish punters will know this horse absolutely adores Thurles. So he's obviously got to be a consideration, particularly as he comes off the back of an all-away win over the ice. It's the ice I like last time out. He stays particularly well, and with a forceful ride, he could be very troublesome off the front. But Empire of Dirt should have the quality to track him, and hopefully enough stamina to outstay him in the latter stages. So Carl Murphy's charge, Empire of Dirt, top weight here. Certainly catches my eye in that 3.45.
Okay, Empire of Dirt then. In the 3:45 and the 4:15 is the final race at Thurles this afternoon. We finish with a Hunter's Chase over 3 miles and an interesting race as well. Prance de Beauchene is the 4-5 market leader, 9-2 for 7th Sign, Oscar Delta 15-2. It's 9s for Aurora Bell, Soul Witness is 16s, Lookout Now 18-1 and 20s or bigger for the rest. Prance de Beauchene, trained by Willie Mullins here, interesting recruit to the Hunter Chase game, Andy. He won a point-to-point relatively easily last time and he should make his presence felt here, shouldn't he?
He should do, yeah. I mean, I must admit my knowledge, limited knowledge of Irish Hunter Chase is definitely my Achilles heel, if you like. A lot of them obviously run in the point-to-point fields and they often just have one run on the actual track itself, and it always is very difficult to gauge how fit they are in these point-to-points and how good they maintain their form or how well they maintain their form. Oscar Delta, for instance, is a horse that is pretty much epitome to that kind of that theory, because he often goes to the Cheltenham Festival off the back of several modest runs in Hunter Chases and point-to-points in Ireland. But you run him in a fast run race around Cheltenham Festival, at the Cheltenham Festival, and he seems to come of age. It was only really last year that it was disappointing, but prior to that, he was an unlucky loser in that same race and finished runner-up the year before. And it looks as though James Mangan is training him very much with the festival in mind again. The ground's in his favour today, Oscar Delta. He liked an absolutely ploughed field, and it's bound to be by the time they run the last race. So at 15-2, 8-1, he could well be the each-way value of the race. But like I said, I don't really know where I stand with quite a few of these. They've all gone their separate ways, and they're all doing things in the Irish point-to-point fields, which I don't really know what the worth of them is. I mean, Prince de Beauchene beat a horse I know is a very talented horse in the Irish points called David from Milan last time out, and he beat him easily. So if he's in that kind of form again, then maybe he could bounce back to his very best form at the ripe old age of 12. And of course, 7th Sign, who used to be a decent horse with Alan King, he's got very few mileage on the clock, and he's been running quite well in point-to-points for Adrian Maguire as well, who's also got a horse called Two Rockers, which has been doing quite well in the Irish points sphere. So this is a real nasty one for me. I'd love to see Oscar Delta bounce back to form, and under the conditions today, then I think he probably will. And at 15-2, I think he's probably the way I'd probably play this race.
Okay. Oscar Delta then, potential each-way value in the 4:15. Let's just have a quick summary of all your selections, Andy, if you'll spin us through them one more time.
Yeah, not many brilliant prices on offer today for us podcasters. I think we've got to arm ourselves with a few short-price ones to make it pay. The first race probably would rate one of the best bets on the card at the price. I thought Ballycloud would be a bit shorter than he was in a race which won't take a great deal of winning, and competitors are very thin on the ground. So let's get stuck into him at 6-4. The short price double of the day, which surely should come off bar miracles, is Milshian and Vroom Vroom Mag, and hopefully Willie Mullins' charge will set that double off in the 135. In the 210, Horrendous Hullabaloo travelled really well in that per attempts qualifier at Leopardstown before getting a little bit tired 18 days ago, and hopefully that run will bring him on sufficiently enough for him to take that 2-mile-4 handicap. The big clash of the day is Don Cossack and Champagne Fever, and while he's in the form he is, I've got to stick with Gordon Elliott's in-form 8-year-old. Vroom Vroom Mag should take the 3:15, barring accidents. If you're looking to do a forecast or without the favourite, then maybe Down Ace could interest you, and for those that like to play that kind of exotic bet. 3:45, Empire of Dirt also rates a decent bet around about the 9-4 mark in that handicap chase. And finally, a decent Hunter Chase to round off the card. Make no mistake, I think we'll learn one or two clues here. But Blinker's first time out for Oscar Delta, that could be the key to this 12-year-old with Jamie Codd on board. I think he could go a little bit better than the odds suggest, and he's worth an each-way interest at 15-2.
OK, good stuff. Fantastic, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck today, and enjoy the action in Thurles.
Splendid. Will do. Cheers, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.